Happy Thursday. What's up, guys?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hopefully everyone's having a great day so far. The weekend is almost here, which is always exciting. I feel like the weeks are going so quick. Like, I feel like it's always Thursday. They come quickly.
I know. So, want to know something really cool? I'll be home in 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh my God, yay! I can't wait.
And mom's going to come and visit me tomorrow.
I know. That's so nice of her.
That angel, she's coming all the way to South Dakota in the midst of a global pandemic. This woman is so scared of anything having to do with possibility of corona, and she's coming.
That's awesome. I'm sorry I can't come.
It's okay. I literally cried to her on the phone, though, so that's why she's coming.
I know. And it'll be fun. It'll be nice. You guys will have some time together. And I can't wait till you're home, though. How is everything going over there for you?
Things are going well. Look at these note cards. Look at all these note cards I made.
Oh, my gosh. It's like high school all over again.
It's crazy. What's interesting is, like, I'm remembering all the ways that I used to study in high school. So,
did you actually study in high school?
Bart, don't you remember? I was like the top 1% of my class.
I know, but I didn't think you actually studied. I thought you were just like a genius, a baby genius.
I was really, really good at memorizing things. And yeah. Mom used to help me create the acronyms. So.
Oh, wow. I never studied. So I have no idea.
I wanted to study.
No, that's freaking awesome. Good
that's
for you.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny, though. It's like as I'm going through all this, like mom used to help me create the acronyms, but do you remember those tape recorders that dad used to have us listen to that, like, the first word would be airplane and then somehow we'd end up at envelope and tree? It's called linking, and basically they would give you like a list of like 17 things and you'd be able to remember all 17 of them by just creating like pictures of these things in your mind. It's really interesting, but
wow,
that's what I've been doing. And he keeps telling me, just sleep on the note cards, the words will absorb into your brain.
That's what dad said. I love him. He's the best.
Like, dad.
That's awesome. Yeah, we actually went to Aunt Dana's on Sunday and dad ended up coming. It was really nice. It was such a nice day. You were missed.
I saw him do a backflip.
Yeah. He's out of control.
He's 60 years old.
I know.
Actually, he's 59.
Yeah, 59. Don't age him. But no, that was the best because did you get the video of Brett? He was on Brooke's little scooter with a cigar in his mouth driving around the yard. It was the funniest thing. Him and Anthony were having the time of their lives smoking their cigars.
It's so funny.
So ridiculous.
The two of them should move in together and me and you should just, you know, have our own house.
I would be fine with that. I think one day we really should have houses next to each other. That would be ideal.
Did I tell you that Danny is going to join my certification?
Oh my God, yes. Not only that, I was telling her how great of an idea it was and she was so into it. And then I did her angel cards and the middle current card was energy work, that she has to do something with energy work, and like it was just so weird. She started crying. So
she needs to do her own energy work.
Obviously, right.
And then the amount of knowledge and experience that she has is going to literally drive her to the very fucking top because so many people need to hear her story, you know?
I know. I 100% agree. So I think that's awesome.
I think we all have like such crazy stories. It's so interesting. We should all three of us get on here one day and
yeah,
just
we
talk
should
about
definitely
like,
get her on here. That'd be fun.
Yeah, because we can definitely do like a grief one, you know? It's got to be something people deal with.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so why don't we go and check out some of the reviews for our podcast and give a little shout out. All right, so Harm1897 says, I've been following Carly since she started on YouTube and I couldn't be happier she's doing this with her sister. I met both of them in New York City at a meet and greet and she's everything you'd hope she is. Kind, beautiful, and inspiring. I just binged all of these episodes and I absolutely love it. Thanks, girls, for speaking your truth and sharing your stories.
Oh, that was so sweet. That's so sweet.
That's awesome. Aw.
Thank you so much for the comment, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was my last ever meetup that I actually did was in New York, was for the Il Maquillage.
That was so fun. I remember that meetup too. I had this fluffy dress on.
What did you wear?
Do you remember that Ted Baker dress?
Oh, yeah. I love that dress. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and I wore, funny. What did I wear? I didn't like my outfit that I wore. Looking back on it now, but I remember it was just so hot in there. Like, I was dying. There was, like, no air conditioning, and I was there probably, like, 7 hours. But, no, that was an amazing day. So, thank you so much for your comments.
The one thing I do remember, though, is everyone was writing Carly B instead of Cardi B.
I know, on their arms. Do
you remember that with all the colors? That was great. Yeah,
that was awesome.
So, here we have from Ashley GXNZALEZ. I wasn't even a podcast fan before I started listening to Carly and Amanda. It's so refreshing hearing women who are strong, give great advice, and are also just fun to listen to. They really make you feel like you're just gossiping around with your best friends. I look forward to a new podcast every week. Don't ever stop radiating your awesome energy, girls.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
That's so sweet.
That was awesome.
I love these.
Thank you so much. Brianna Gomez. I rarely ever leave reviews, but I have been a follower of Carly's for so long, and I love that you two came out with a podcast together. I feel like I get to know you both even more aside from social media platforms. Keep doing what you guys are amazing at. Thank you, Brianna. Aww, we love you.
Thanks, girl.
Shout out to everyone who's commented and rated and subscribed to our podcast. What episode is this? Is episode 7 already?
I think this is 8, actually.
Is it 8? That's nuts. That means that's 2 months already. How?
Crazy. And you know what? It's been going by so fast. And I've been having so much fun doing these. I feel like, you know, each time when we get on the calls, I'm like, well, what are we going to talk about today? And then it kind of just happens, you know?
Yeah.
Much to talk about.
I prefer that. I kind of do that with everything in my life, which maybe, you know, it's not the best thing. But I feel like I just like to do whatever comes, you know, in the moment, whatever comes natural. I don't like pre-planning things with like everything in my life.
I think it's totally much more, so much more organic and natural when we're just having like a free flow conversation with like a slight topic in mind, right?
Totally.
So I think this week we were talking about, let me tell you. Okay. So I think this week is a really great week to talk about role models, just because it's something that kind of just sort of surfaced in the program that I'm going through right now. And we do these really cool, like speaking things, which you would literally shit yourself just because of how much you hate speaking in public. But they put us on the spot and we have to talk for 10 minutes straight and tell stories.
Oh, hell no.
Class.
Oh, hell no.
So this week, yesterday, I was telling a couple different stories and we have to like let them thread into each other. It's called open loops. It's so cool. But one of the stories that I was talking about was Carly's journey through her, like her climb to being like a YouTube sensation, but also how it's so inspiring. But additionally, how not only is she a role model for me, but how my grandma is a role model for me as well, because the two of them are just such powerful women, but in such different ways. So I thought that was a really cool topic to maybe talk about today, Carly, if you want to talk about like role models and who you look up to and why.
Ooh, that, first of all, you're so cute. I love you.
Well, I could tell you the story I wrote. Do you want me to?
Yeah, I would love that.
I'm only allowed to write like one talking point. And then I have to talk for 10 minutes, which is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So the first couple stories were like how they threaded into each other was the first one I was talking about how the first time I left my corporate job was right after me and Brett went on our honeymoon. And then how then I talked a little bit about my honeymoon. And then I talked a little bit about friends and how there's different people and different reasons for different seasons and da 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 da. But how I have this forever friend who's always going to be there in my life, and she's my sister.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, don't cry.
I'm gonna.
And when I think about Carly, I think about her journey and perseverance through creating the empire that she's created, because you've never given up, you know? And I think about way back when you were 20 years old working 3 jobs because mom and dad got divorced and there wasn't enough like cash flow to fund a college experience, not that you really wanted to go anyway, but how the 3 jobs that you were working were like that power behind your work ethic, and how that when you were at Glamour Shots, people were always asking you about how you did their makeup, and then you started freelancing and then came up with this idea to put all of your videos on a video platform. At the time, YouTube was not known. I think the only thing on YouTube that anybody ever watched was like, let's buy some shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
Oh gosh, shoes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
So that you had this idea of putting all of your things on YouTube, but with no real expectations of what was going to happen, but there was so much hate from people in the town, like making fun of you and like, what the F are you doing? This is so ridiculous. Why are you putting your shit on YouTube? And then how, like, just month over month, year over year, your business started to evolve because you were going through such a hard time that, you know, you were feeling inspired by doing what you loved most. And it showed me that no matter how hard life gets, regardless of the situation, whether it's having to work three jobs, put yourself to pay for all your bills and to put yourself through Brookdale or whatever it is. But every one of us experiences these like fucked up situations, really hard situations. We all experience life on life's terms, but that doesn't give us any excuse to give up on the dreams that we have for ourselves. And the fact that you were able to pioneer this whole new birth of influencer for people in the world. And I believe it was you. I mean, you know, there's Kylie Jenner, of course, but like there's Carly Bible, and she showed everybody that it's possible to be what you want to be and that there's no rules, right? You don't have to follow the rules of society because you didn't, and look at what it did for you. And that showed me that I can do the same thing and I can carve my own path in a way that feels authentic to me because you did what you loved. And then it's just so cool to see because like it's just every day there's more growth and there's just more learning to be had from you and from everybody else who's taken a chance on themselves, because thank God you did, because imagine if you didn't, like what would life be like for you? You know, it's like, what's your legacy that you want to leave behind? And then it also had me thinking of grandma, and we were talking about this on the last episode because grandma always says like, you know, put your husband first, da 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 da. But she's also somebody who totally believes in getting everything that's joyous out of life. And when Papa passed away, she didn't let that totally run her into the ground. She was like, well, how can I make my life better? How can I do something for me? And this 85-year-old woman started driving Uber, became a medical assistant, and has a boyfriend and is living a fuller life at 85 than most people live in their entire lives. So it's just really cool that we have that type of mentality on the female side of our family. And yeah, it's just super inspiring for me to see, like to watch the growth and to watch all the like the evolution and transformation.
Oh, I love you.
So that's what I was talking about yesterday in my class.
You're so cute. I love you so much. That's very nice. Makes me feel very special.
You are special.
You're special. Thank you.
So that's the tangent I decided to go off on, and I think I probably just talked for 10 minutes. That's all.
Nice. I love it. I love that.
Talker.
There's no one better, though. There's no one better than you, like, at talking. Like, I feel like everything you always say just makes total sense, where I feel like I'm not good at, like, articulating myself as much or putting my thoughts into words as much as you. But that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me teach you a trick, okay? And this is what I learned to allow my words to flow. So I want you to take a look up at like the corner of your ceiling. So your eyes are like 20 degrees up. Not your head, just your eyes. So keep your head straight. Just look up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to notice, like, put your hand out to the side and see it wiggling.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, now notice on the other side of your hand, but notice the flower wall.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see if like any of the other items on the very edge of your like vanity area.
Mm-hmm.
Now slowly take your eyes down. How much more calm do you feel right now? You don't feel any difference?
I have a little bit of a stomach ache. So I think that's preventing me from being too calm because I'm kind of like thinking about that.
Yeah.
But I feel a little more calm.
Okay. Yeah. So what it's supposed to do is essentially it's called like putting you into the learning teaching state. So it allows you to open up your consciousness and subconsciousness. So it allows things to kind of just like flow through you without having to think of what you're going to say. So if you realize when I was saying everything, there's probably no like or literally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So it allows you to kind of just like let things
flow better.
Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who's your role model?
You, Mom, are definitely my role models. And I'm not just saying that.
I was going to say, are you just saying that?
Seriously? No, I wouldn't just say that. I would never just say that. You know, everything, you especially, like everything that you've been through and everything you've done for yourself is probably the most inspiring thing I've ever witnessed firsthand. So I look up to the fact that you never give up and you are a hard worker and you will never stop until you get what you want. Like, you are the type of person that, like, no matter what it is, you will make happen for yourself. So
or other people. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously, you really are like one of my biggest role models, and mom as well. Like, I think, like you said about how the strong women in our family, what I've learned from her over the years is like to just be tough and independent and strong and don't take shit from anyone. And so I would have to say both of you guys and grandma too, for probably the same reasons. Again, all the women. But also, like, it was funny because me and Anthony were talking the other night and he, like, almost had, like, a tear in his eye because he's like, you know what, I think I'm my own role model. And he's like, that's like the craziest thing. He's like, I look up to myself and what I've done. And I think that's like really cool too, to have like yourself as your role model, you know, to think about all the good things that you've done and, you know, inspire yourself, because sometimes people don't have role models in their lives. How lucky are we that we have each other and we have mom and we have such a strong, amazing family. So we're so lucky to have so many people that we can look up to. But, you know, some people maybe don't have that. And I think looking up to yourself and being your own role model should be a goal for anyone.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's a really cool thing to have too, because of course, obviously has tenacity and drive and motivation and all that stuff. Yeah. But my question to him would be like, where does that come from? Like, how do you know that's all the things that you want? Like, who instilled that in you? So it has to come from somewhere, whether it's a family member, outside force, actor, sports star.
No, you know what I think it is? I think because of, you know, like a lot of things that had happened with his brother growing up. True. He was alone a lot of the times. His parents were, you know, at the hospital with his brother a lot, and he kind of had to grow up quickly and he was on his own a lot. So I think from where he came from and what he's been through and where he is now, finally, after all those years, I think he's, you know, just proud of where he's gotten, and he's really gotten there on his own without anyone helping him.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable, with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Green Chef's expert chefs design flavorful recipes for your lifestyle that go way beyond ordinary substitutions.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company, and meal plans include paleo, plant-powered, keto, and balanced living.
I just wanted to give a personal experience with Green Chef, because I am somebody who really loves to eat healthy, and especially during pregnancy, clean food is important to me. So me and Brett love to cook dinner every night. And when we first heard about Green Chef, we were super excited, because it really saves time from going to the grocery store and allows us to make wholesome meals that are easy to make and fun to eat.
Mm-hmm. Use code BIBLE80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/BIBLE80 to redeem and for more details. Again, that's code BIBLE80 for $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box at greenchef.com/BIBLE80. I want a pregnancy update from you really quick. I think everyone wants a little pregnancy update.
So exciting.
What fruit are we?
We are a mango.
A mango.
I honestly am a little bit confused about how it goes from a cucumber to a mango, because it's like, isn't a cucumber long and a mango? Like,
I know.
Round.
I thought a cucumber was bigger.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I know, but I'm feeling lots of movement going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pitter pattering going on. He's like a soccer star or something in there. And it's definitely an experience.
Yay.
To say the least. Yeah. But it's cool. It's like really, really, really cool.
Yay. So exciting.
Yay.
Can't wait.
I know. It's really cool. I can't wait to like finally look pregnant, because it's just not really like, there's a tiny bit on the bottom, but it's just not like a bump yet.
Yeah. I can't wait to like pops.
I know. And you know what I was saying is like, mom's like, you should be popped already. And I'm like, no, you know, my doctor said, because I'm so tall, like it might take longer because I have a very long torso, and it's not like the child is like that humongous.
Right.
You know, so it's funny though, because like you could see it a little bit at the bottom, but it's not like super round yet. But we'll get there. And I think that's because like I've also been like trying to stay really healthy. I'm wearing mom's clothes, so I'm like putting on a little bit of weight here and there, but that's okay. I'm just looking forward to the to actually look pregnant.
Yeah, I can't wait to. I want you to wear like all those like tight dresses. I love that when women wear like tight dresses with the belly popping.
I totally will when I actually look pregnant.
No, I get it. Right. Otherwise, you're going to be walking around just holding your stomach. So people, even though like, I've always been the type of person where like, I don't care if someone looks 7 months pregnant. Like, I would never ask if I didn't know for sure. Because it's like, can you imagine someone asking if you were pregnant and you weren't?
The worst ever. But I don't even look pregnant at this.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying in general.
So is that a flower wall behind you?
Yes. Did you not see it last week? Was it not here yet?
I mean, I saw the YouTube video.
Oh, did we? But... Did we not talk about it? Yes. I got my flower wall done. By Diana Gold, the ones that did your wedding flowers. So it's so beautiful.
So awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't here when they were doing it. I was supposed to be here. She actually brought her daughter here, and they both helped with them. I guess they had a worker here come earlier, but that was the day that I had to go to when dad was in the hospital. So I had to go. I was at the hospital with him all day that day. So, but it came out beautiful. Yeah. It came out really nice. So thank you. Shout out to Diana Gold. If anyone needs a good florist, they did. My sister's wedding was so insane. You can actually, I have a video of it on my YouTube channel of like all the flowers and the centerpieces. It was honestly one of the most beautiful weddings I've ever been to. It was incredible. It like insane. And you looked like the most gorgeous, stunning bride.
I can't wait until you get married because you're going to look insanely gorgeous and be the most beautiful bride, too.
Thank you. One day, you know, one day.
And my little son will be your little ring bearer.
Oh, my God. He will. Oh, what, do we have any more names or we're still torn? You guys can't agree on anything.
You know, there's been a few that I like. I think I mentioned Spencer Hudson, Julian Sage.
Mm. I really love the middle name Hudson.
Sure.
Because you were married out in the Hudson. And I was like, that's like, right? Like, that's just, I think that's iconic.
It's so special. Yeah. I know. I love Asher, but that doesn't really like honor anybody in the family. So it's hard because, you know, in the Jewish religion, we name people, like our children, after someone who's passed in the family. So, of course, me and Brett were thinking about who we can name our child after, and we wanted to make sure we honor both of our grandfathers. So the S for Spencer is for Marty Stewart.
Right.
And then the H, his grandfather was Howard. So we were thinking Spencer Hudson or something with the
S. I love that. Spencer Hudson or Hudson Spencer. No, Spencer Hudson. I love that.
I just can't wait until we find a house. So that's been definitely something really interesting because I don't know if anyone listening is familiar with the really fucked up real estate market right now.
Oh my God, it's insane.
I think it's all over the country. I think there's this like craziness going on, but
I think it's worse here because of everyone leaving New York. Is that what you were just gonna say?
Yeah, people are leaving New York City in like droves.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, all the homes are artificially elevated, like their pricing. People are in bidding wars and paying tons and tons of money over asking price. There's nothing available, and honestly, I'm not trying to get in a bidding war with someone and pay a lot more than the house is actually worth because then that screws us over in the long run. You know? So it's just been definitely interesting. Living in South Dakota for 5 weeks has been a nice little break from searching for houses, but still.
I know. You got to get back on it. I know. It's so hard. It's so hard right now.
Yeah.
You'll find something perfect. Whatever's meant to be will be, I always say. And I believe that.
It will be. I do believe that too. Me and Carly just submitted a list of all of the amazing people that we are so excited to ask to be guests on the podcast.
Oh my God, wait. I have a great story. Speaking of the people that we have on our list, did I tell you what happened on Friday?
I don't think so.
All right, so
tell me.
You know, we were thinking of people to have on the show and, you know, I was like, "Listen, go big or go home." So, of course, my top people were I had Miranda Lambert, Casey Musgraves, and Drew Barrymore. Were I think my top three and
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And Friday, my friend Francesca FaceTimes me because she's friends with Miranda Lambert's husband.
Yeah.
And I got to FaceTime with him and I was like, tell her I love her. Tell her I want to do her makeup because I was supposed to do her makeup and it got canceled. Remember?
Yeah.
So that would just be so iconic to get her on here.
Let's tag Drew Barrymore, Miranda Lambert. Go ahead, Carly. Taylor Swift.
No, Kacey Musgraves. I mean, Taylor Swift. I don't know if that would even be possible. So, I mean, never say never, right? Wait, it's really quick. Sorry. Speaking of Taylor Swift, has anyone listened to her new album?
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's so amazing. And I feel like it's old Taylor coming back. And I'm just so obsessed with it. So, sorry. Side note. But, and then who do you want on
the
show?
Can I just say how much I freaking love the documentary that they did on her on Netflix? Oh, I just love her even more. I've always loved her, but like I just love her even more. It's so cool to see that, like, you know, even someone as powerful and like positive and incredible as her, like, struggles, like, and it just shows that you're not alone, even though like you may feel like you're in the alone in like this thing we call life.
I know.
But anyway, so the three people that I wanted were Catherine Zenkina from Manifestation Babe. I'm obsessed with her. I think she's so amazing. But what's really awesome is I'm actually in a training right now with my friend Cherry. And Cherry actually went through one of her trainings with Catherine and Catherine's significant other, her partner, Brennan. So she was saying that she could maybe facilitate an introduction. So Cherry, going to hold you to that one, girlfriend.
Ooh la la.
But then the other two people that I was really wanting to bring onto the show was Amanda Francis. She's like a badass boss babe. And then I don't know who the third person was. Actually, I only put two people on here. Let's tag those people. We'll share them on our stories all week long. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get their attention.
Yes.
And I think that we have to share like a really cool milestone that we hit, Car.
I know. We hit, what is it, 500,000 downloads?
500,000.
That's
yes.
amazing.
It's
Thank
over 500,000 at this point. I was looking at it this morning. I was like, holy shit.
I think we need to do a giveaway.
Do we need to do a giveaway?
I think we need to do a giveaway because we hit 500,000. All right. So to enter the giveaway, you have to follow
both of us on Instagram.
At Carly Bell, CARLIBEL.
And mine is at Inner Beauty Bible, BYBEL. And then you'll leave a review on our Apple Podcast show and send me, Inner Beauty Bible, a screenshot of your review. So I will be checking all DMs. This is valid for 1 week only. So from Thursday to Thursday, we will announce the winner on next Thursday's podcast episode. And what are they going to win, Car?
So the winner will win a $500. You could either do Sephora or Amazon gift card. Will when we message you and let you know that you won, you can choose which you would prefer. Some people would prefer the makeup, some people would prefer the Amazon. So it's totally up to
and
you.
Maybe we'll even let you choose a Visa gift card,
or even, you know what we could even do also is we can maybe even like just a Venmo or Cash App $500 if they'd rather the cash. So
oh,
I think it's
yeah,
really, you guys will let you have that
idea.
That power to choose. Plus, of course, you guys know I will be sending a huge box of makeup to the winner as well, with some palettes, signed palettes, some lipsticks, like stuff that you can't even get on the market anymore, and some skincare and all kinds of good goodies. So a nice mystery box.
And of course, because Carly will be including a huge box of makeup for the outer beauty, we will also be including a 2-hour breakthrough session for the inner beauty and mindset.
We hope you guys are excited. Yay. And you have 1 week starting now to enter.
So I think what we can do is as long as you're not driving, then you can sit back, relax, and just close your eyes, and I'll lead you guys through this really awesome technique.
Cool.
It's called the superhero pattern. And I think the fact that we were talking about like role models and stuff today, this will really allow you to kind of like step into like the person who inspires you the most and allow yourself to instill those amazing qualities in your own life as well. And this for me is like an extremely powerful tool, especially when, you know, I have days of doubt, and you can listen to this back at any time and really just let it all soak in. So Carly, if you want to close your eyes and you can meditate on this with everybody else.
Ooh, yeah.
And I will guide you all through it.
Okay.
And quickly, there's the Ho'oponopono meditation that I did the other day. You guys can go back to that description and access the free download for the Ho'oponopono. And then I'll also be including one here. It'll be included inside of this description box as well.
Awesome.
So, find a comfortable place to sit. Make sure you are not driving.
Yes.
Somewhere safe. Close your eyes. Maybe darken the room. But what I want you to do right now is just take a deep breath in and release. Take one more deep breath in and release. And what I want you to do right now is just close your eyes and focus your eyes in front of you as if you were looking straight ahead with your eyes closed. And now what you're going to do is roll your eyes up so they're looking towards the center of your eyebrows. You're staring at the third eye, allowing yourself to really just fall into the relaxation of this meditative state. And as you look up at the space between your eyebrows into that third eye, I want you to focus on that light. The light from the ceiling, the light from the sunshine. And I want you to imagine this beautiful, beautiful, healing white light as it welcomes you. And watch the light. Watch as it lowers down and envelops you and really starts to absorb into your body as you feel the warmth surrounding you. And in the warmth of the light, you feel all the beautiful things start to absorb into your body. Gratitude, abundance, love, happiness, all of the things that you are grateful for. If you've forgotten, I want you to just continue to pay attention to the light. Concentrating on the light, reflect on all of the amazing things that have led you to now. And think of all the amazing things that are going to happen today, tomorrow, this weekend. All of the beautiful things that you have to look forward to in your life. And as you imagine all of these incredible, amazing things, I want you to start to think about the things that you don't like about yourself. The insecurities, the fears, negative desires and temptations, past regrets, limiting beliefs, all of it. I want you to imagine as all of these things take on another entity. It's someone who looks like you and embodies all of those negative things you don't like. I want you to imagine this person, this version of you, standing up from your chair, walking across the room, turning around to look back at you. And as you watch this person, looking at her or him, filled with all the insecurities and fears, negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, I want you to realize that all of those qualities were there for a purpose. They served you through certain situations. They helped you cope. They helped you learn. And as you view that version of yourself standing in front of you, thank him or her for serving you as best they could in all of those situations. Tell that old you that you love her or him. Feel the love expanding inside of your body for that old version of you, because you've grown beyond that. And as you say, I love you, to that version of yourself. Hear that old you say, I love you, right back. Tell the old you, I accept you and I forgive you unconditionally. Realizing that anything that was done or said was what they thought was the best choice at that time. But now you've grown. Say, I forgive you, and feel the unconditional forgiveness as they say back, I accept you, and I forgive you unconditionally. Breathe that in and release. And as you watch this person, this version of you, imagine that the body becomes transparent. And inside this body of yours, that version of you standing in front of you, you can see right through her. Imagine her filling with glitter and sparkles and all these things. Right from the tips of the toes all the way up to the heads, filling right up. Tell the old you, I release you. I release you. And notice as the fingers and toes open right up and this glittering, sparkling water begins to release from that body. As it absorbs into the ground where it can return to positive, powerful, productive, amazing, universal energy. And imagine as this beautiful white light comes down from skyward and surrounds this version of you and fills that body up all the way from the top of your head down to the tops of the toes. This light fills the body with a healing, cleansing light to remove any impurities. And watch as all of this glitter, all of this light, all of these sparkles, as it continues to return back to positive, powerful, and amazing universal energy. Now, who is your favorite superhero, mentor, idol, role model? Think of this person and all of the amazing, incredible qualities that they have and how you want them for yourself. And imagine as this body in front of you takes on the physiology of that person. Imagine as it transforms and evolves. And as this bright white light comes down from skyward, this loving, beautiful, warm light of the universe fills that body with all of the qualities of your hero and any other qualities that you want for yourself. Watch as that sparkle, glitter, and shimmer fills this shell again, this transparent shell. And as you imagine yourself walking towards this gorgeous being inside and out, you're going to put your hands up to her hands and step in as you integrate with this version of you at the cellular level. I want you to feel this integration as you become one with this next level version of yourself. Feel it expand. Feel the light. Feel the energy. When you're ready enjoying that, when you're done enjoying that, and when you are ready to open your eyes, come back to now, to a brand new future of your own design, of your own creation.
I'm so relaxed right now.
How was that for you?
I loved that. Your voice is so soothing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, that was great. I loved that.
Good.
I'm definitely going to re-listen to this episode and do it again later, too. I feel good.
Totally. You have to.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, sure. man.
You're welcome. So I hope that tops off everyone's Thursday and head on into the weekend in a amazing, healing, incredible way.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did.
But they will never forget how you made them feel.
So be someone else's role model today.
Yes. And be the best version of yourself and treat everyone with kindness. And a lot of people need it more than you can ever imagine. So.
Totally.
I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to enter the giveaway. And we're so excited to announce the winner next week.
Love you guys so much. I'm so tired now. I'm like so relaxed.
Good. Enjoy it. It's going to. Do you know what yawning means?
What?
Yawning means you're releasing energy.
Really?
All right. Happy Thursday and happy weekend.